Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In an era where the mantra more is better is often the status quo, Subtract, The Untapped Science of Less by Lydie Klotz presents a refreshing and counterintuitive argument. The book delves deep into the science and philosophy of why humans tend to add to solve problems rather than subtract, despite many situations where doing less can actually lead to better outcomes. Klotz, through a mixture of personal anecdotes, scientific research, and historical events, illustrates how subtraction can lead to more innovative, sustainable, and satisfying solutions. This book is not just about minimalism or decluttering. It's about rethinking how we approach problems and make decisions, advocating for simplicity in a complex world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the bias toward addition. Lydie Klotz introduces the concept that humans have a natural inclination to add rather than subtract when trying to improve situations or solve problems. He explains how this bias is deeply ingrained in our psychological makeup, resulting from both evolutionary pressures and societal influences. Klotz supports this argument by presenting research studies where participants consistently chose to add features, components, or steps to a solution, even when subtraction would have been the more efficient choice. He explores the cognitive load of decision-making and how, in a bid to reduce effort, our brains default to addition, a process perceived as simpler and less risky. Secondly, subtraction in design and engineering. Klotz, leveraging his background in engineering and environmental design, explores the application of subtraction in various design and engineering contexts. He showcases examples where removing elements led to breakthroughs in innovation and efficiency. Through case studies ranging from the construction of the Golden Gate Bridge to software interface design, the author illustrates that subtractive processes often lead to cleaner, more elegant, and sustainable solutions. He discusses the challenges faced by professionals in overcoming the add-more mindset and strategies to cultivate a subtractive approach to problem solving. Thirdly, environmental and societal impacts. One of the most compelling arguments Klotz presents is the environmental and societal benefits of embracing subtraction. He discusses how a culture obsessed with addition contributes to overconsumption, waste, and environmental degradation. By adopting a subtractive lens, we can make more sustainable decisions that reduce our ecological footprint. Klotz also touches on the societal aspects, suggesting that subtracting can lead to more equitable solutions by removing barriers and simplifying processes that tend to disadvantage the less privileged. This perspective opens up discussions on how subtraction could be a key principle in addressing some of the world's most pressing issues. Fourthly, subtraction in personal life. The principles of subtraction, as explained by Klotz, extend beyond physical objects or professional tasks. They apply to our personal lives as well. Klotz delves into how subtracting commitments, distractions, and even relationships can lead to a more fulfilling and focused life. Through practical advice, he guides readers on how to identify what truly matters and subtract the rest. This chapter resonates on a personal level, prompting readers to reevaluate their priorities and how they allocate their time, energy, and resources. It's a call to action to declutter not just our spaces, but our minds and lives. Lastly, overcoming the subtraction aversion. Finally, Klotz tackles the psychological and societal obstacles to embracing subtraction. He identifies the reasons behind our aversion to subtraction, including fear of loss, social norms, and economic structures that reward accumulation. The book provides strategies for individuals and organizations to overcome these barriers, such as fostering a culture that values simplicity, promoting transparency in decision-making, and recognizing the power of less as a metric for success. Klotz's message is clear. Overcoming subtraction aversion is not just beneficial, but necessary for innovation, sustainability, and well-being. In conclusion, Subtract, The Untapped Science of Less by Lydie Klotz is a transformative read for anyone looking to challenge the conventional wisdom of more is better. Through compelling evidence and engaging storytelling, Klotz makes a strong case for why subtraction can lead to better solutions in design, environmental conservation, societal issues, and personal fulfillment. This book is particularly relevant for designers, engineers, leaders, and individuals seeking to make impactful, sustainable choices. By embracing the principles of subtraction, readers can unlock a new perspective on solving problems, thereby enriching their professional projects and personal lives alike. Klotz's insights provide a roadmap for a less cluttered, more thoughtful approach to our decisions and actions, demonstrating that sometimes the best way to add value is to subtract. If you would like to support Lidi Klotz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.